Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Davari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on your vernacular. We back like bra straps. The preseason is among us. The Bears are coming off a win versus the lowly Cleveland Browns.
Yes, indeed.
Browns, because it's the same color of shit. That's but nah, man. I got some Browns.
Shots fired!
It's been a minute.
Same color doo-doo, just a different season, right?
Facts.
Different season.
Who wants to go to Cleveland for vacation?
Exactly.
Joe Kim, no. Who says I'm going to Cleveland?
Not a soul.
Man, so hey, how we feeling, man? The Bears are back. The season is upon us. The offense looks like they may be taking another step. We still got questions on defense.
But
hey, we gonna roll regardless. It's a beautiful time to be a Bear fan, man.
Absolutely. And first off, just a round of applause. Everybody. It's football season again, man. It's that time of year, time of the year. It's my favorite time of the year, man. You know, you got the fall. You got not only NFL starting, college football. And, of course, you know, you got the NBA coming right around the corner, man. It's like sports heaven, you know?
It's like
sports heaven during that time. So
that's
absolutely dope. But main focus here is the Chicago Bears. Again, you know, our last episode, we touched on some draft picks. And, you know, we kind of kept it quiet, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We said that we were going to come back on that, you know what I'm saying, in the second segment and actually talk and touch on some things. But the offense is going to have to carry the defense this season. We already know that. But, man, that young D lineman we just picked up, bro.
Vandenberg.
And people don't understand that the young man, you know, they want to think like, oh, well, he's from Wyoming, you know, or no, he's not. He's from Wyoming.
He's South Africa.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? And
he played in Iowa, though, right?
Penn State.
Okay, I'm tripping, not Iowa.
He
was at Penn State, and then he left Penn State and went to Georgia Tech. Yeah.
Okay.
Went to Georgia Tech. And when I say he's a dog, man, he a dog. He's that dude. You know what I'm saying? Some people just pop when you see him. He's the one that pops. And again, that was the guy. Like last year, I told everybody that Kyle Manungai was gonna be that guy, right?
Yeah.
This year is Vandenberg. He's going to be that guy, man. He's going to be that guy. You can tell by his quickness off of the D-line, his swim moves. He's doing things that Jervon Dexter and them can't do. And at the line, you can't teach that. It's either you got it or you don't.
Yeah. Well, Grady used to do it probably like 7 years ago.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Grady used to do it some time ago. You know what I'm saying? Well, he was Atlanta Falcons Grady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm just going to – I just want to say this, too. Because people will listen to the podcast and they'll say, okay, well, Nez is on this dude, Vandenberg, and he's going to be the next Aaron Donald. Pump the brakes, everybody.
Right.
That's not what he's saying, right?
Exactly.
That's not what he's saying. What we're saying, what Nez is pretty easily, most football minds will understand this fairly simply, that this dude is a disruptor. He can cause problems along the defensive line. So when you have a guy like that, then that's what you're looking for. Not necessarily Aaron Donald, somebody that's going to get you 15, 16, 17 sacks, be defensive player of the year. That's not what he's saying, people. So pump the brakes. Don't put words in the
man's
mouth.
Most D-linemen don't get a lot of sacks.
Exactly. Most defensive tackles.
Not interior.
Right,
interior.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They don't get sacks like that, right? Aaron Donald is an anomaly. I've said that I don't know how many times.
Right.
He is an anomaly. He is a generational player that really wreaks havoc in the middle of the interior. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude is a disruptor. He can cause problems. He can, you know, occupy space, which allows other people to get off and do what they need to do. A lot of times, Montez Sweat is not able to get off and do some of the things that he can do because we were weak interior in the interior, right? Facts. Because we didn't have another guy on the opposite side. So when you have a guy that has to occupy somebody where you can't give him whatever double team you want to do with it, what do you do?
Uh-oh.
What are we getting at?
Right.
Understand football before you start
on it.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, I like the other guys too, man. I mean, and we gotta say we always gotta say this because people take it out of context. Like, get Neville Gallimore, he's a disruptor. I mean, rotational guy. He's not. I'm not saying he's a starter, but when you watch, when I cut on his tape from the Colts, he was making. He's pretty quick. He's relentless. He's probably only gonna play 30-40% of the snaps. You know, 50% tops because you got. But that's what you want. If the Bears can't have a dominant defensive line, what you need is you need to have eight guys that you can just rotate and keep fresh because you don't rotate the offensive line. So you just need these guys to just come in waves. So that's how the Bears are going to have to do it. They're going to have to do it, you know, by committee on the defensive line. And if they can be decent, you know, Bears can go a long way, man. But we're not saying these guys are superstars. We're not saying, you know.
Not saying that by far. But, you know, the thing is, you know, and again, like I said, back to the offense, you know, we're going in here with, you know, we could say that these guys are unproven, right? Because again, small sample size last season, outside of Colston Loveland, you know, which we're going into the season as Colston Loveland as our number one. I don't give a damn what nobody say. He will be our number one.
Yeah.
You know, our number one target, our number one receiver, our number one tight end, what have you. He is the star of the core. Plain and simple. He is the star. This offense will look a lot like Kansas City's offense during the heyday of Travis Kelce being the focal point of the passing game. Okay, Colston Loveland will be the focal point of the passing game, and then we'll you know, pinch off of what we can with the other guys that we got.
Roman Luther.
You know,
I hate the comparison, bro.
I know. But that's
I hate it.
I know, but
I know what he's saying though. And that's
like, yeah, I understand what he's saying. I understand, like I understand you're saying that Travis Kelce is like the number one receiver out there. He's the guy that you have to go in and game plan for. Yeah. That's gonna be Colston Loveland.
Yeah.
But I don't like the comparison because people will draw the comparison and say, okay, we're about to be Kansas City. We're about to be exactly like Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's not but what you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I totally understand that because again, like I said, a lot of our fan base they got the aptitude of a very 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 low IQ individual. So again, you know, you still got, you know, mouth breathers out here still bringing up the Caleb and Fields rift, you know, still to this day. That what's that let Poles eat
3 years ago?
Yeah, that let Poles eat retard and his minions, you know, which I think he has like 100 burner accounts. You know, he's one of them. But again, you know, what I'm saying is that the guys got to prove that they can be healthy, right? And again, we've given up, you know, DJ Moore for draft picks and draft capital and what have you. So again, we're going into this year with this offense of unknown, you know what I'm saying? Known unknowns, right? Can Rome stay healthy, you know? Can Burton stay healthy, you know? And then, of course, you know, you got Jahdae Walker. Can he step up? You know what I'm saying? So that's the trio
Xavier
right there.
Thomas.
Yeah, Xavier Thomas. Yeah. You know, it's going to be fun because, again, you can't game plan for these guys. And you don't know what type of level they on coming into this season. So, again, it's going to be exciting. But the only known that we have is Colston Loveland. And he is a dog. And you're going to have to game plan for him flat out. Granted that through the attrition of everybody being healthy, I'm sorry, but granted that everybody get through the attrition of being healthy, man, and no major injuries, this offense is really going to carry this defense until this defense, you know, catches its stride and then does what it does. But that sign against the Cincinnati Bengals and the training camp team versus team, that had me a little excited. It may be fool's gold because it's preseason. They're not in midseason form. But that had that, you know, with Jalen Johnson and Tariq Stevenson, you know, shutting them down. I mean, bro, this ain't no small task. You're talking about two of the top 10 receivers in the league, and T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And they shut them down. Shut them down. So I'm like, ooh, that could be a sign of things to come. And you know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, we got the young boy that we just drafted from Texas. He slides in the Kyler Gordon spot.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to talk about it. I'm going to let Dan get off, but we got to talk about Kyler.
Yeah. We got to get to that for sure.
That's on you.
No, I mean, what I was going to say is that with the offense, I'm really looking at it, and I like Colston Loveland. I think he's going to be excellent. I think Rome is going to be dope. I think Luther Burden is going to be real good. And I think the Bears are just going to have a prolific offense that spreads the ball around everybody. Mm. I think they're going to get a lot of people involved. I think a lot of people are going to put up good numbers. I still want to see who's going to step up and have 1,200 to 1,500 yards receiving. Because right now, nobody is exponentially above the other. Because you got to go back. Even though Colston Loveland is what we saw him to be at the end of the season last year, you got to look at Rome Odunze before the injury.
Yeah.
That dude was putting up nasty numbers, too.
He was on pace.
He was putting in nasty work.
He was on pace.
You know what I'm saying?
He was on pace for about 1,400 yards.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know what I mean? Is he going to be able to bounce back into that type of role, too? And, you know, you already understand that he has relationship with Caleb and they go back. So, you know what I mean? You understand that. But, you know, him going down forced Caleb to kind of trust other people.
Yes.
During the course of the season. And I think that's going to bode well for his future and the development of him as a quarterback to be able to spread the ball around instead of being fixated on one target. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because now he's like, okay, I can trust this dude. I can trust that dude. I can trust Burden. I can trust – these dudes didn't have no drops until what, the 15th game or something like that?
Burden and Loveland.
So it's like you know, you can count on those guys. Those guys are dependable. And then, of course, you've got the running game, which is always going to be a stalwart in Ben Johnson's offense, right? Mm-hmm. So at this point in time, I'm looking at it, and it's what I've been dreaming about for years and years, and that's attacking every part of the field. I say that – I don't know how many times I said that on this podcast, on other podcasts. Attack every freaking part of the field, and the defense has to think. When the defense has to think, they don't know what to do. They just want to see ball, go get ball, go put guy in dirt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you have to think about this guy and that guy and that guy, it slows down your reaction time and it allows you to get off on the defense. So I see the Bears offense doing excellent things. I'm looking forward to it. I'm more worried about the defense, of course. You know, yeah, we can put up points, but we can't be in shootouts every single week. We've seen the Cowboys do that. And it doesn't bode well for the Cowboys.
No. Right.
So at some point in time, you got to be able to stop somebody and play some defense.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of the defense, a huge part of the defense is not playing. Kyler Gordon.
Yeah.
You know, he's a major. He's probably one of the top five players on our defense outside of Jalen Johnson, you know, Montez Sweat, Devin Bush. You know, T.J. Edwards, he's up there. We need Kyler Gordon, man. And that whole situation is weird. Herb Howard, shout out to Herb, bro. He's one of the best. Him and Courtney Cronin, bro, are the best reporters, you know, on the beat right now, man. Yeah. And he's close with Kyler, and he said, "Hey, man, he's frustrated. I don't know what the disconnect between the Bears and Kyler Gordon is. You know, I think Ben's frustrated. You know, Kyler's frustrated. It's like it almost reminds me of the Kyler Gordon. I mean, not Kyler Gordon, but the Kyle Fuller situation.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yep.
You know, when it was just like." They didn't know why he wasn't playing, man. I think he needs to get back if the Bears are going to at least have a decent defense, man. But I do like Malik Muhammad.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I do say. The bright spot of all that is that boy can fly. I like that kid. I like that kid. You know, I know it's tough on him being a rookie, being thrown into the fire, but Kyler better come back, man.
That's all right.
He better come. Yeah. Because we know the defense ain't great. Yeah. We can deal with the lumps, yeah.
Yeah. But Malik is making Kyler expendable. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, and again, without letting him walk away for little to nothing, I'll trade his ass. Trade him. You know what I'm saying?
You want him, though.
That's the thing. You know, I'll tell you a team that'll take him right now is the Detroit Lions. They have absolute shit at their defensive backfield. Nothing. Nothing.
Somebody will take him because he's talented. He's that type of player. And he's young. Still young. Absolutely. But you know, the Bears, I think the Bears' frustration is, of course, you know, a guy not being healthy. Able to get on the field and not understanding why and stuff like that. So, you know, those are things, man.
Yeah, fashion week, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at fashion week.
Get hey, your ass. We've seen that type of behavior from Bears players before.
Yeah, you know? Man, absolutely. You know, I mean, shit, do you really love playing football, man? What is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You got paid. And
I think he does, bro. I go back to last year and him coming back and being hurt and coming back and trying to get back and trying to get back. He was working to get back on the field, in my opinion, right? So I look at it and I'm looking at the full scope of things and I'm like, okay, I think he wants to play the game. He likes being out there. He's always hyped and jacked about being out there. But for some reason, he just can't stay healthy.
His body's failing him. Like, it's just one of those situations where he physically can't. That's NFL.
People like that, bro. It's people like that. You know what I mean? His body's like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. He just physically can't do it. I mean,
that sucks.
It's life, you know what I'm saying? But again, I mean, we got a good replacement for him. So
And the thing is too is like, how do you care for yourself in the offseason? How do you care for your body, right?
Because
this dude is uber athletic, right? We've seen him do the Spider-Man jump where he flips and lands, and you know what I mean? He does that in intros, right? The intros. That you got to be uber athletic to do that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Just to bounce around and do that. He does that constantly, consistently. So how do you care for your body in the offseason? Because if you're uber athletic and you're doing that at 19, 20, 21, when you get to be 24, 25, 26, you got to start taking care of your body continue to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can probably go do it, but you might pull something while you do it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it looked fly when you did it, but at the end of the day, man,
you're right.
Look at the hamstring.
I don't
want to
see another goddamn flip.
I remember when I was in the Army, I used to just get up like drunk all night and get up and just run, 600 miles. And I remember I started running. I came home and told my wife, I was like, my hamstring hurts. She's like, you got to stretch.
You got to stretch.
You ain't 19 no more.
Yeah.
You got to drink electrolytes. And
Facts.
Exactly.
You can't just get up and run no more.
Facts.
Don't work like that, man.
Don't work like that, bro. So it could be. Hopefully it's that, man. Hopefully he's just grown. He's like 26 now. You can't act like you're 19 no more.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But I think he's key to the Bears defense, man. Getting there, man. And we got to talk about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant out for probably, the first two, 3 months of the
year.
Season.
Yeah.
Probably the year.
Yeah.
Possibly.
That's a blow.
Huge blow.
Major.
Yeah.
Major.
I think they did pretty well getting Xavier Woods. He a decent safety veteran, but that hurt.
He's not all pro caliber like he once was, it's solid. You know what I'm saying? It's better than anything that we had before that. The only thing is about that whole Kobe Bryant situation. I mean, accidents are going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be in camp, albeit whatnot, accidents are going to happen. It's the fact that, I understand that the Bears wanted to get faster, you know what I'm saying, at safety. They wanted to get, more athletic, younger. I get that. I wholeheartedly understand that move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, again, like I said, they went and got Xavier Woods. But, damn, you just had an all-pro back there. I mean, you could have gave him at least seven. You could have gave him $7 million for one more season and still did what you wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But again, this is their blueprint. This is how they see it. You know, and again, attrition, injuries, what have you, it's part of the game. So you
talking about Byard?
Yeah,
you talking about Byard?
Yeah. You know, but again, if we had Byard, we might not have Thinnemann. Or if we had Byard, we may not have gotten Kobe Bryant. You know, so again, we understand that, you know what I'm saying, wholeheartedly. But damn. You know, and it's cats out there, you know what I'm saying, that you can work with and do whatever you're going to do. Again, like I said, they went and got Xavier, you know, so can't be too disgruntled about what happens, you know what I'm saying, again, on that defensive side of the ball, even though, I've went back and forth with someone on Twitter about this, and he was like, well, don't act like the Bears doesn't have the third highest, third highest salary on that side of the ball. I said, just because money was spent there don't mean that it was good money being spent.
Yeah, it was bad money.
It was bad.
I pointed that out. I'm like, they did moves.
Yeah.
They
had to overpay for the shit because of bad drafting.
Dingbo.
Yeah.
Because well, I mean, but that's the thing though. No, well, not necessarily because of bad drafting. Well, I think the drafts have been great.
I'm talking about before the pace era. Okay. The pace era is what put us in that situation to have to overpay for these bum ass niggas that we got.
Yeah, when you got to fill your roster, and I tell people this all the time, like every time a free agent's available, people is like Bears. You're overpaying for any free agent that you get.
Exactly.
Most of the time, because either they're past their prime, and you're paying them for what they did before. Right. So your return on investment is not going to be what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Or they're often injured, or there's a reason why they're available on the market.
They can live up to their potential.
Exactly. Nice. So you're taking – it's a shot in the dark. Like Odengbo, like Dio, that's a shot in the dark because he didn't live up to the potential, right, where he was. But it's a shot in the dark because, he's still young enough. Maybe
we can
pull something out of him. You know what I mean? Maybe we can pull something out of him. So it's a gamble. It's a crapshoot. You know what I'm saying?
You either can get a Akeem Hicks or a Dio Odengbo.
Exactly. Now, Akeem Hicks, that was incredible return on investment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All pro bowler, you know, defensive, like I mean, we got him for a steal in free agency, to be honest with you. So, you know what I mean? But then you turn around and you look at like somebody like Allen when we picked him up from the Vikings, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the return on investment there? You know what I mean?
Zero.
But he was a big name, and everybody wanted him, right? And it was like, he's past his prime. You know, there's a reason why he's a free agent. So, you know, that's the way these things work, man. Every now and then you get somebody like Kobe Bryant, who was a free agency, and those are the positions where you can get somebody in free agency, like running safety. Back, safety, because teams are not trying to spend a lot of money on them. So they don't want to lock them up for 4 or 5 years. So they'll let them go to free agency because, hey, there's so many of these guys. We can get a guy and it's we can, you know, replacement.
Those and they guys already they had like three safeties anyway. Exactly. You know, the Seahawks. So, and too, I want to say this part, too, about the team. Like, we Bear fans, we used to defense. We used to Lovie Smith. We used to Dicka and Hallis and everybody – being defensive oriented. Even when we had Matt Nagy, we still had Vic Fangio, and that was a defensive team. Right. 2018 was a defensive team. That was not an offensive team.
Right.
You know, Matt Nagy called some cool plays, but that defense was the best in the NFL.
Yes.
This team is an offensive team. And when this draft happened, it let me know. And I want to tell people always talking about Poles. This is Ben Johnson's team. I mean, Poles picks, he was always the type of GM that picked whatever his coaches wanted. But when the Bears got to those third round picks, I knew who was running this team because he picked Sam Roush, who I was like, I don't know who the hell that is. Xavion Thomas, who I kind of saw because I watched a couple of LSU games. And I was like, oh, because this is Ben's team. Traditionally, the Bears would have picked defensive end, defensive tackle with those two picks. Ben went offense. He is shaping his team. This is his team. He values offense more than he does defense. He just does. I mean, they pick defensive, but that ain't what Ben Johnson wants. Ben Johnson wants to score 40 points a game, bro. Mm-hmm. And I think Bear fans just need to come to grips with that. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it's going to be. I think they should address the defense. I think they will address the defense, but not until Ben Johnson addresses that offense and has the pieces that he wants first. I think they may be close to having all the pieces that he wants. But that's what this team is, bro. We used to always be a defensive team. This is an offensive team now. And that's the part I want to put out there because I see a lot of fans like struggling with that, you know?
Yeah. And here's the thing that this may offer like some of those fans a little bit of solace, you might say, right? Think about it like this. If your offense can, you know, like Ben said, he wants to be this highest scoring team in the history of the game, right? So he wants to surpass that 37.8 mark that I think Denver Broncos. They had that, right? So he wants to suppress that. That's what his plan is. That's what his goal is, right? Legitimate goal. That's what he wants to do. And technically, it can be done. I think the Bears have to average maybe another touchdown per game in order to do that this year. So you know, technically, it's not a wish and a, you know, a hope and a dream. You know what I mean? That's something that's actually feasible. But what I'm saying is that when your offense can't produce that many points and they can go out there and you know we're going against the Bears offense is hot prolific, they're going to score this amount of points, that puts pressure on the opposition to have to keep up with us. And at that point in time, they get out of their game plan because they have to try to force things, and that may help the defense play a little bit better. You may play into the hands of the defense, of a Dennis Allen defense, who can be opportunistic. That's the word that I used for the Bears last year. If they continue to be opportunistic, then it may play into the hands of the Chicago Bears, and maybe that helps our defense a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah. I think that's just the kind of reality, the type of team they are right now. You know, Al Harris, they believe, you know, Dennis Allen, Al Harris, they believe in taking the ball away. And that's what we are right now. And, you know, I just see – ain't really nothing that can be done right now. That's all I can say. I know that the Bears pay a lot on defense. They're going to have to cut a lot of guys if they don't produce, and I think they will. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to rebuild that whole defensive line like they did the offense next offseason. If these guys don't play, because it's hard to bring guys in and pay them big money when you're already paying guys big money. Yeah. The guys you currently are paying big money need to live up to their contracts, right, or they ass going to be gone. You know, putting up drywall.
You out of here.
You out of here. You know, you can't – it's hard to pay Dio Odimbo as much as you're paying them, Montez Sweat as much as you're paying them, Grady Jarrett as much as you – and then go pay somebody else the highest paid, you know, defensive tackle in the NFL. I believe they will, but you got to be careful with what moves you make, because you want the Bears to be good a long time. We're not trying to just – you know, you're Chicago media. We got this window. No, man.
Flash in the pan stuff.
No. Yeah. We're trying to build – we're trying to be good for the next 10 years, not right. just good now. So I get that they're cautious when they make moves that's going to cost them. They got to pay a lot of people in the future. Mm-hmm. They got to pay Caleb, Rome, Luther, Loveland, Colston.
Yep.
Yeah, they got to pay a lot of cats, man. So, I mean, so if they play well, hell, if Dexter plays well, I don't know if he's in or not. If he plays well, he goes out and lives up to his, you got to pay him. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. But this is a reality, man. So they just got to be smart with their money. Absolutely. You know?
Absolutely. What y'all think about Ozzie's Tripillo?
You know, I don't know if he went and seen a voodoo doctor or did what, man. But the way his
peptides, bro.
Yeah, he did something, bro. he did something. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure it wasn't legal. So whatever he did.
You on that Wolverine?
Yeah,
that Wolverine.
Yeah, real nasty. Like man, whatever he did, it was a hell of a. It was a hell of an effort, you know what I'm saying, to get him to come back. Tiger blood.
Tiger blood.
He did something, bro. He went and got
cell therapy.
Yeah. You know, what's that? That hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah.
He did something. That Goku shit. Yeah, he did something, man. And that's a fact, bro. That's a definite fact. But the fact that, you know, he's back and really is going to be competing, you know, and once they say, like, okay, he's back to normal with no knee brace. Ain't that some shit? No knee brace. Wild. And he's going back to normal. Once he go back to normal, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna tell big fella over there on the left, you know, like, look, dog, we appreciate your efforts, you know what I'm saying? But you your ass going back to number two.
Big Braxton.
You know, Braxton, you know, Jones. They're gonna be like, look, big fella, we appreciate you, but you're going back to number two. So, you know, Tripillo, man, what he doing is crazy. But that again, that solidifies that offensive line. That right side is solid. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And now the left side would definitely be solid. And, you know, of course, it's only a matter of time before the young boy from Iowa take over the starting center position. It's only a matter of time. Legit only a matter of time. So, you know, it is what it is. It's just I want him to be fully healthy before they throw him out there. And I know the Bears are going to make sure he's fully healthy, you know, because, again, Braxton Jones, he's not the worst, you know what I'm saying, but you could do better. But, you know, he's not the worst, but you could do better. You know what I'm saying? I don't want Caleb running for his life. But, you know, it should be okay. We should absolutely be all right. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the opportunity of seeing him there and the opportunity of basically having him there again, like I said, as our left anchor, because he came in last year as, you know, a ass kicker. You know, he caught it. That was one of the many surprises of last season. You know, is having Ozzie on that left tackle spot and him just being a complete ass kicker over there on that left spot. And handling
they made that
his
draft
own.
Class crazy.
He
they
handled
crazy.
His own. He handled his own against Myles Garrett, bro. That's what I was like, oh, we got one.
He's a big ass dude.
Yeah.
That dude like 6'8", 3". Yeah, and he's athletic. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a big boy, man.
He's a big boy. It's hard to get around a dude that big no matter who you are.
Facts.
Right.
Facts.
You can't knock him on his ass. That's a good thing. You know, like Brax, he too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude, yeah, having the left, that was because that to me, that's the weakness of the offense right now. And it's not a weakness because we didn't draft one, it's because he was hurt. It's just like you always say, damn, man, if Ozzie was here, You got these two young bookend tackles. You got a center waiting in the wings. It's like that offensive line is solid, man. Yeah, if he comes back, bro, the Bears got a top three.
Yeah,
offensive line.
Yeah, in the league, they do. In the league, yeah, and that's key. So, I mean, Ozzie, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, I mean, you just go, like I said, I just feel that we will be fully solidified once the young boy from Iowa take over the starting center position. Once he does, it's a wrap. It is.
He just got to learn that offense.
Yeah.
Being offense complicated.
Once he becomes that anchor, it's going to be a beautiful thing. It's definitely going to be a beautiful
thing. They stay healthy, man. That's my biggest thing is just guys being able to stay healthy along the offensive line. We've had that's been a problem, right? I think the healthiest person that's been out there is Darnell Wright, right?
Yeah. You know? That's why he got
paid. He wasn't fully healthy last year. His arm was hurt. He's just a beast.
But he played through it, yeah.
Yeah, he's a beast. Yeah.
But that's my thing. Just try to stay healthy. You know, strength and conditioning coaches. I spoke on this last year. I think they need to be looked at if the Bears continue to have like major injury problems. You know what I mean? Nutritionists, all of that stuff needs to be looked at some point in time. If you can't keep guys healthy or get them back to health, right? Because injuries are going to happen, but it's their job and their responsibility. That's what they get paid to do. To get these guys back on the football field. If they're not able to do that, then we got to find other guys.
Shit, they got Ozzie back.
They got Ozzie back. That's crazy.
That's crazy. But hey, I'll take it, man, because, you know, you get hit other ways. But man, I think that offense is ready, man. And they said Caleb understands the system. You know, I know he's the engine. He understands, you know, the playbook where last year he was drowning. You know, he said his head above water now. And that's the key. You know, you got that continuity. We always say that. You got these people, fire the GM. Like, wow, we just won our first playoff game since the Love Year.
Fire the GM.
Get rid of the ownership. Like, man, you got to – these guys got to learn. Even the defense, man, that was their first year. I expect them to take a step just based on being in the defense again. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the offense. They got to learn the system. These guys are running around, don't know the play calls. They just winging it. They calling out routes. They don't know if they're running the right route. You know, I think that's key. I think that's if they take a next step, man, it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun to be a Bear fan this year.
For sure.
So after the first preseason game, which is against the Browns, who stood out to you? I know that edge. What's his name? Chroma, the young boy. He has a good motor on him. Has a good bend. Like I said, he, you know, had a couple sacks and a strip sack fumble and a recovery. Chroma, and again, you know, shout out to it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of his name right now. I'm sorry, bro.
What position?
No. Somebody who told me to pay attention to Chroma, and it was And I talk to him every day. You know what I'm saying? I talk to him every day, and he texts me and everything else. I just can't think a dog name right now because I'm drawing a blank, but it happens, man. It definitely happens. But he hit me up. You know what I'm saying? He was like, what you think about Chroma? And I'm like, okay. You know, I'm like, well, you know, we'll see. Keno. There we go.
Yeah,
Keno. You know, my bad, Keno, bro. You know we brothers, man, but I be having a lot on my head at times, bro. But shout out to Keno, man. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, what you think about Chroma? He was like, man, I think he the next dude, man. I think he the next one. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? And then boom, there he goes, you know? So that was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Pretty dope. So it was like, all right, cool. So I think, you know, I really like Chroma. You know what I'm saying? We may have found another receiver that we could stash on the practice squad there. You know, I call him White Chocolate, White Lightning, or whatever you may have it. Yeah, absolutely.
He might make the team.
Yeah, he definitely will. He might be wide receiver six.
Scotty Miller, which is a shocker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't think that. Yeah.
So I liked him, you know what I'm saying? And that back.
Ahmad.
Yeah, boy. Hey. That screen that he caught, and then my man had that angle, and then he took that nasty cut back. That was nice. And he took it to the house for a touchdown. So that was my three guys that caught my attention in that last preseason game that I checked out. Again, like I said, the Bears are probably, I don't know, they probably might be playing now.
They're playing, I think.
Is it three?
Four my time. So that's seven.
Okay. Yeah. I'm way off. It threw me off because the Lions nasty ass played at 1 o'clock or was it noon? Something like that.
They playing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right shit. Now. And Debo and them went down the field on them within the first 2 minutes, bro, and scored a touchdown. Again, this is why I say that we should take the fucking North with no problem. We should sweep Detroit. I'm dead serious because Detroit can't stop a damn nosebleed.
You know Ben Johnson when he get back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but this is exactly why I said it should be a sweep. If you watch that first series and everybody say, oh, well, it's preseason. No, fuck that. The starters is out there. Okay? If you watched how Washington marched down the field in the first 2 minutes and just scored, again, Detroit is one offensive skill position injury away from drafting in the top 10. And this is what y'all don't understand. Don't believe me? Let fucking Gibbs go down. You're done.
They don't have depth.
You're done. Let's say Brown go down. You're done. Let J-Mo go down. You're fucking done. You're done, son. In the words of Dave Chappelle, you're fucking done, son. That's what it is. One of them go down, that season is shot. Because guess what? Everybody going to roll the coverage over to one person. And that's St. Brown. You take that away, shit. Good luck. I mean, Detroit still got their, you know, all-world tight end, but he ain't a world beater like that. And he shitty injury prone, too.
Mm-hmm.
So again, they one injury away, not wishing that on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Not wishing that on no team, but shit, they ain't got no depth. So
yeah, they talking.
You know,
they
and then of course, you know, you got, like I said, Minnesota's in a lame duck year. What are you going to do with that? You expecting Kyler Murray to do something he couldn't do in fucking Arizona? Yeah, good luck with that. You going to throw the Jettas all day? You going to throw to Jefferson all day?
That's what he going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he did with Hopkins.
And they and they're going to pick that shit off.
Hop down there somewhere. When you say hop down there somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just straight up.
That's what
you're going to do. You know? And
you can't see over the line.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. So, again, what you going to throw? You going to throw in nine? Let's go nine. You going to put nine in there? You're done. You're fucking done. So, again, you know, hey, Green Bay, we already in their head, bro. They saw.
Yeah,
they saw we done pushed their shit in. Last year, so we ain't worried about that. Yeah. Straight
they're,
up,
they're a soft team mentally.
At
and
all,
their offensive line is trash. I've been saying that, like everybody been talking about. Oh, the Packers. I'm like, bro, do y'all see their offensive line? They got Zach Tom and just guys, bro. Like they don't have. They used to always have a good offensive line. I was going through their depth chart.
No, Jacobs. I'm like, either. Who?
Yeah, he got. It. I'm like, they got that domestic
situation. Look, they waiting on a perfect time. Trust me, a nasty PR, a PR smear campaign. It's quiet. It's been quiet, and nothing has happened. Yeah. Something's going to come out during the season, and he's going to have to go on a commissioner exempt list. I'm dead serious. While this trial is going on, I'm just waiting on it because he beat her ass. They showed the pictures. She was all lumped up, bruised and shit, so he whooped her ass. But, all right, what's going on with that? It got a little too quiet. They're going to wait till the season start just so they can garner some attention because I'm telling you, this is what bitches do. Not all, but these type of bitches, these Instagram.
Not women.
Bitches. These Instagram bitches and models and shit, this is what she going to do to try to get the payday. And she's going to put a nasty smear campaign out there as soon as the season start and put everybody eyes on it to where he's going to have to pay her off. Mark my words. Yeah, mark my words.
Sad situation.
Very sad. Keep your fucking hands to yourself. Don't wife them. Have your fun with them and cut them loose.
Yeah, especially these Instagram models.
Well, protect yourself at the same time. Yeah. Even if you're having fun, man, protect yourself. Don't get locked up for no.
Yes.
No, you know, these are career, like, what do I call them? They career baby mamas. That's the name of their job, right?
Hookers.
Like their jobs are to be baby mamas. Like they will find the next lame person that's willing to give them a seed and pay for their life. For the next 20 years, you know what I mean.
I already saw that girl, Brittany Renier. She's talking about she's going after NIL athletes. That's crazy. Gonna be the new thing because they ain't get the NIL. Then now they're going even younger. They trying to get them to college. So I'm like, you out here trying to date 19, 20 year olds as a 30 some year old woman, try to get some money. Oh my God, man! These young boys better protect themselves. But woo,
protect yourself at all costs.
They talking about they going out there. College kids now, bro. God, Jesus Christ, bro. They ain't even old enough to drink yet. Hey, man.
That's what it is.
I'm just getting back to what I'm looking for in this second game. I want to see what Theo Benedict does because at the end of the day, you know, we all understand what Isaac Trapillo is, and he's probably the the most talented of the Bears left tackles, but Theo Benedict, is he going to be able to be somebody that's reliable as a backup? You know what I mean? I want to see what he does. And Ruben Hippolyte. Hippolyte had, I think, what, 7 tackles in that first preseason game?
Yeah.
He played pretty good, right? So I want to see what he does again. That speed out there that he has is pretty ridiculous for the linebacker. So being able to fly around the field, you know, you got Devin Bush who's obviously able to do that. And then if you can bring in Ruben Hippolyte, if Bush goes down, somebody like Hippolyte being in there to do somewhat similar things with speed and athleticism, that's real good. So it's kind of like I like to see those types of things take place and take shape. Because to see, you know, just to see where guys stand on the football field and the depth chart and things like that. So I think for the most part, our starters are, we know who they're going to be, but it's going to be, you know, what are these backups going to be able to provide? And are they going to be guys that can hold down the fort when there is an injury? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Preseason should tell you that.
Yeah. I want to see, I think Xavion's going to play today.
Yeah, he is.
Somebody I'm expected to, I want to see him. See that speed on the field because we haven't seen him. I mean, Dylan was cool, but I mean, safety. You know how safety is like a guard, bro. If you notice him, it's bad. They're either making a play or they're not. He looked fast. You know, he looked fast like he was breaking on the ball, but, you know, they were making a tackle before he got there. That's a good thing. You don't want your safeties to lead your team in tackles.
No.
You want that to be the linebackers.
Somebody was saying that. Somebody said that. I think that when we signed Xavier Woods, because they was like, you know, he had so many tackles. I'm like, dog, you don't want your – I think he had like 100 and something. I'm like, you don't want your safety having over 100 tackles, bro. You want your linebackers having that many tackles. But your safety,
right?
That means you're on a bad defense. That's all that means.
That's facts.
When your cornerback got 90 tackles, bro, your defense
is trash.
So what's a percentage that y'all want to give on the starters playing today? If they do, would you like to see them play the first half, quarter, two quarter, you know?
I don't know if they playing.
I don't think they're playing. I mean, given the fact that how our camp has been going, it's been pretty brutal. I don't think they're going to play. I don't think they're going to play because Ben didn't play him last year. You know, he didn't play him last year. I don't think Ben is going to play him this year. I mean, granted, you know, they could hit the ground running during the regular season, but this may be Ben's thing. Like, I don't give a shit about preseason. You know, he could be like, whatever we do is what we do. We did it in camp. We're good. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand it. You know, I just hope it's not a slow start. I just hope it's not a slow start to the regular season when it kicks off, you know, September. What is that? Whenever the hell they play. What is that, the 8th? 7th?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So I just hope that, you know, it's not a slow start and they hit the ground running. But, you know, what I will be looking for tonight in this preseason matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals is more production. Hell, to be totally honest, I don't even think that Bajan is going to play because he suffered an injury.
Nah, he has hamstring. Yeah.
So I don't.
But we got Case. Case.
Yeah, Case may get 4 quarters of work.
But what I like about having Case and Bajan is that the drop off. You know how you put in your backup quarterback, you can't even evaluate the wide receivers because they can't fucking throw. At least with Case in that, he's still throwing good balls. He's a veteran. You know, you can evaluate the talent. I do like that about having Chase.
Right.
I want to see the defensive line still. You know, I'm the same.
Cromer.
Even the backup, bro. I want to see him do it again.
Yeah.
Like when Cromer does that, I'm like, great, do it again.
Right.
That's what Austin Booker did. Austin Booker just kept doing it, and then he eventually became a starter. I want to see Cromer show me that he can be a situational pass rusher. I don't know if Davenport's going to play. They just signed him.
I'll put his ass out there.
Yeah, might as well. Why not?
Just go get somebody.
Yeah.
Why not?
I want to see Vandenberg wreck some havoc. Wreck havoc. I want to see that again. I want to see the backup. I want to see Street Lynch. That kid, he's not a kid. What's his name? I keep wanting to say Paxton Yens. Lynch, 97. He played all alone off his defensive line. I thought, I mean, he ain't no starter, but to have a depth like that, I think.
Is this the same Lynch from Notre Dame?
Did he play for Notre Dame?
He went to Notre Dame for a minute, went to South Florida. He had a stint with us before, previously.
I don't know.
And then he played with San Fran. Okay.
Nah, because he played for Tennessee. He played for the Vikings.
Okay.
He played for the Vikings. That's why I remember. And then he went to Tennessee. But he's just like a versatile defensive lineman.
Got it.
So I think him and like Street, are going to be battling it out for like a final roster spot or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's good to see the depth. I mean, he ain't no superstar, but I just want to see that defensive line just create some chaos.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing I want to see. And like Hippolyte, all those young guys, Malik Muhammad, I want to see him play mm-hmm. really well again. All the young guys, bro. I want to see. I know what the veterans going to do. I ain't worried about the offense. I think they are what they are. Yeah. I want to see those young boys. You know, that's what I want to see.
That's my takeaway from it. At this point in the season, too, you might see in the third game maybe they get a little bit of burn or something like that. But maybe you get, you know, just to get a full quarter under their belt or something like that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe not even. But I think at this point in the season, most of the time the defense is ahead of the offenses, mm-hmm. right? Because the offense is more tricky. It's more plays. You got, you know, the defense is a little bit simplified, you know, when it comes to going to get guys, right? The guys are still learning playbooks on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm not saying it's simple because defenses can be intricate and detailed as well. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, usually defenses are ahead of the offenses. So it doesn't really benefit them by putting guys out there. I think that's how Ben Johnson kind of views it. We'll see how it goes, man. I don't expect to see the starters out there that much, except for maybe a couple, two or three, and they won't be out there long either. You know,
to be honest. You might see Braxton Jones or something out there.
Yeah.
Get some reps. Yeah. You won't see Swift. The non guys are hurt. You're not gonna see Rome. Luther's hurt. You're not gonna see none of those guys.
So.
But we will see football, so that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's all that matters. Yeah. I wonder why they went away from the Monday night preseason games. What's up with that? Mm-hmm. We used to have preseason games on Monday night and Thursday night. I wonder what happened.
They did
away with them, so I guess, whatever, what have you. Games that I'll be attending this year, I'm going to try to go to the Minnesota and Chicago game Sunday. I'm going to the second Sunday of the week? I'm going to try to hit that. I'll definitely be at the Bears and Lions Thanksgiving Day game.
I will be there as well.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure. I'm calling off of work for that one. Damn sure. I'm letting you know now. I'm not coming. So I'll definitely be there for that one. And then the other game that I'm going to be at is the Bears and Dolphins down in Miami. I will be at that one for sure. Miami.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to. I don't know for sure, but I definitely gotta. But my son, he's finally like really into football. Now.
Right,
and I'm
right,
like,
right.
Yo, you would be into football when the Bears are good,
right?
You know,
and the tickets go up.
I'm like, bro, we've been suffering all these years, and now he's like, we got a good quarterback now. You know, so he's all into. He loves it, bro. He's all into it. So I'm gonna see something. I want to see the opening game when they play Minnesota week 2. That's gonna be first home game.
Yep.
But we gotta see how it worked with the school and
you know, and that's the same thing.
You gotta fly from Cali to back.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Cause I was taking my son, but I can drive. I can drive there.
You can drive.
But if I don't make that one, then I will make the Bears and Eagles Monday nighter. Cause I'm off of work. And I'm off of work. I ain't gotta take no time off. And my son, he can, you know, after, you know, he can miss a day. And we'll go out there.
Yeah, that's this time might be. It might be like you had to miss a day.
Yeah,
type of deal.
But I mean, especially on a Monday nighter, you can go out there and tailgate all day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And with random strangers and just eat up they shit and keep it moving. So, you know, you could do that. You can tailgate. You can do whatever you want. But I'm trying to hit at least three games this year. Three games if I can. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, that Miami one is going to be special. It's going to be in December. It's going to be probably about 70, 75 degrees down there.
Yeah.
It's going to be jumping. It's going to be jumping.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'll see which ones I'm going to make. I know for sure I'm going to that Detroit and Chicago game in Detroit on Thanksgiving. So I go to the Detroit and Chicago game every year.
Yeah,
I'm up there in Detroit. So I'm going to do that. And I haven't decided which other ones I'm going to get to yet, but I plan on getting to a home game and maybe another away game somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you're going to Miami, man, I might ride down to Miami that weekend. That's all I need to go to.
Bro, I'm telling you, we got to do it, man. We got to do it, especially if we can do it down there. That'd be dope.
That'd be nice. That'd be really
nice. Might bring the soundboard, man. You know what I'm saying? Bring the soundboard. Bring some mics down there, bro. We click up, bang, bang, do a show right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Yeah. That'd be dope. But Miami is definitely the way to go, for real.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's all I got, fellas.
Yeah, that's a short one.
Yeah, that's it, man. Short one. Nice, quick, to the point, man. It's good to be back.
Facts. Sure. And we're going to try to drop this every week for you. Again, from here on out throughout the rest of the season, we understand we got lives and everything going on. But, you know, stuff happens, man. You know what I'm saying? But we try to get out here and try to get the people what they want. That's the Three Kings.
Yes, sir.
Definitely.
Three Kings. And we gonna get back into the I'm gonna be doing them spaces too at the before
yes, sir.
And after the games.
Yes, sir.
So get your drinks ready, get your, you know what I mean, all of that stuff, because we, you know, it's gonna be lit, man. It's
get your all 32s out.
Right. Yeah, all 44s.
Get your progressions. 1, 2, 3.
I was watching the 132, the all 132. You know this? Nah, bro. Nah, chill.
Yeah,
chill,
right. They be tripping, man. That all 32 is probably one of the worst thing they could do for NFL fans, because it make everybody think that they a fucking guru and know where somebody's supposed to go with the ball. And,
I know. I stopped even posting that crap. I was like, man, this is out of control, bro.
Yeah.
Look at his progression right here. How do you know what his progression was? How do you know what it was?
It's a dude on the side of the field. He rolling to the right.
Right. He's supposed to make that throw. He missed that read right there. Like, oh, God.
Brother, that is 150 air yards across his body.
Look at those look at his anticipatory throws. Look at air yards. It's like you said, it's 153 air yards. Like, oh, my God.
Hey, All right. Hey, don't let the Bears stumble out the gate, man.
Don't let
it happen, bro.
We saw it last year. They started turning on Caleb.
Turned on Caleb. They turned on Swiss. Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Swift. Everybody was a culprit. Everybody was bad. Rome was bad. DJ was fat, not a shape.
Yep. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I forgot about
DJ.
Yeah.
Fat DJ.
Fat Keenan.
Fat boy was
Fat Keenan Allen.
Fat Keenan Allen. Everybody.
Yeah, bro. They was tripping.
You can't.
We
should have made it up.
We should have signed Cam Akers. Well, we'll get his bums.
Yeah. It was tripping. It was definitely tripping. But hey, you know, as is.
Yeah,
hey,
it's fanatics, man. That's what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a fact. It was tripping. But yeah, on that note, you know, we'll come back next week. And we'll drop another show. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for tuning in. Notice we didn't have any music going off in the background. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get back to the basics on this, man. You know what I'm saying? No smoke and mirrors, just straight up raw, authentic. You know what I'm saying? If a dope album come out, you know what I'm saying, we'll drop that in the background every now and then. But I wanted to do the Ransom thing because this album is fire. But, you know, hey, Nip came out with a fire album.
Yeah, Nip album fire.
You know what I'm saying? Nip album fire. You know, I seen people debating on the game, and I'm like, "Fuck him! We don't rock with him no more, bro." At all.
Well, from the verses.
The verses, all that. We don't rock with homie no more. Man. You know what I'm saying? That whole shit he pulled with Kendrick, bro, siding with the Canadian. Yeah. I can't rock with you, bro. I can't. And it ain't even the fact. Just stay neutral. You know what I'm saying? But you picking sides because you a OV hoe and you on the payroll. You know what I'm saying? And this is why cats and Cali don't fuck with you now. This is why you
exile. See what he played.
But you know, if you look at Game's career, bro, he's been that way. He's like a heel, like in wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's the heel. He's always been the heel in everything. Like he, you know, if it's this, I'm gonna choose this. I'm gonna choose the heel version of whatever it is. And that's what he's been, bro. But that's what's helped him sell. I can't knock him for that because he's made a heck of a career off of
it. Absolutely. It got him exiled now, but
it got him out.
Got his brother
outcast.
Knocked out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got Big Face knocked out doing that shit too. Remember brought Spider Loke? He brought Spider Loke to the hood, bro, and he got knocked out for it.
Yeah.
Like so, you know, and this bastard brought Drake to the hood to shoot a video and then try to diss Kendrick in his own hood. Like Oh, what
Drake
the fuck
was scared as hell in that video, though.
Drake was terrified, bro. You hear WAC 100? WAC 100 was like, man, this motherfucker was scared. He jumped in when he heard a couple gunshots go off. He jumped in the damn car and took off. It was like they had to chase him for like 30 blocks in order for him to stop. And I'm just like, man, get your ass. And you be out here posing, like, come on, man. That's B Rad, bro. That's B Rad. Yeah. From Malibu.
Hey, what did he play? He played he tried to play 100 at the Versus.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody. They were all just standing there.
Yeah, bro.
Can't do that.
Stop. You know?
They were just like, YG knew better. He didn't play Drake part. He tried to play Drake part and they were like, nah.
Right. Right.
Yeah, bro.
YG was like, I ain't playing Drake part. I'm just playing who you love.
Yeah, exactly.
Rap my verses.
Right.
Facts. And now
but you gotta be, you know what I mean? Especially on that in that form. It was in, you know what I mean? It's
all
it's
bloods
a West
in
Coast
there.
Theme. It's a West Coast everything. Like, Like they're gonna side with the West Coast before anything. Else, especially, it's not even East Coast versus West Coast. This is West Coast versus Canada, nigga.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like exactly. It's America. Understand where you lie, bro. You know what I'm saying?
This is America versus Canada.
Game out here hoeing for checks,
nigga,
bro.
It's a blood thing. Yeah. Read the room.
He
nigga.
Hoeing for checks, bro. He trying to get that check. He trying to get that check from Drake, man. So that's what he doing. You know, it's like
that's
bro,
what it is.
It's sad, dog. It's sad. It like you down bad like that. All right, homie, do your thing, then, fam. You know, but don't get mad.
I think
mad,
he's just upset.
Yeah.
He's hurt. Drake, because I think he's
been
upset.
He's been mad. They both mad from the Super Bowl and everything.
Yeah. They both proteges.
They both proteges of Drake. But Kendrick went to a different level than Game did. And I think he low key got some animosity. But it was his fault.
It was his fault. Right. Exactly.
Like I said, he's been the heel for his entire career, bro. He fell out with people. He beefed with people.
Ended G Unit. They ended the whole G Unit movement.
He had Dre, M, and 50.
Like, he was fine even after the G Unit thing. He was okay, but he just continued to do some
stupid shit.
And
Dre was like, "Man, I'm cutting ties, bro."
Yeah, and he found Kendrick, and
the rest is history. The rest is history.
So it's sad, but hey,
he did it to himself.
Yeah, he did it to us. That's the whole thing. He did it to himself. He can't blame nobody but himself.
Yeah.
I think he even said that.
Yeah.
He did it to himself.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Fuck him.
He did it to himself. Yeah.
It's all right.
That's it, man.
Next week, baby.
That's all I got. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening and everybody that follows us, man. Give us a follow. Give us a like, comment, subscribe, whatever you want to do to it. You know what I mean? We enjoy it all. We'll be in tune with you guys all year long. It's about to be fun.
Yes, sir. Enjoy the season, man.
Till then.
Catch this game. Catch this football. Enjoy this football while it's here.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. We out.
Peace.
Peace.